pandemic's having a devastating impact on Australia's economy, with the unemployment rate expected to rise up to 10%. But what does it mean for people still in training? Apprentices and trainees are among the workers being stood down or let go, and there are concerns any reduction in numbers now could be felt for years to come. With more, here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
A love of cars drove Charlotte Graham towards a career as a mechanic, but nearly 3 years into her apprenticeship, it's been put on hold.
I was stood down at the start of last month, and it was just everything just changed. Like, as soon as that happened, like, my whole life just imploded upon itself.
Charlotte works at a car dealership in Brisbane, but is employed by group training organisation WPC Group, which connects apprentices with employers. She's eligible for the federal government's $1,500 a fortnight JobKeeper wage subsidy and hopes to return to work as soon as business picks up. But for many others, the future is less certain. WPC Group's general manager Andrew Sezonov says around 150 apprentices have been sent back to his organisation by employers who can't keep them on.
Apprentices particularly are vulnerable to this economic shock. There's less experienced members of the workforce. They're often, sadly, the first to go, and if past history is a guide, the last to be rehired.
Analysis by the industry group Global Apprentice Network Australia shows the number of advertised apprenticeship positions fell by 73% between January and April this year to 468. Executive Director Gary Workman says in comparison, there were 1,200 apprenticeships on offer in April last year.
Hospitality, tourism were affected early, but we're also seeing things like sport, recreation, hair and beauty, and organisations like automotive.
And there may be longer-term consequences. Peter Hurley from Victoria University's Mitchell Institute says previous economic downturns have resulted in a drop in qualified workers further down the track.
Apprenticeships take about 3 to 4 years. So if there's an impact now, it affects the pipeline of apprentices. It means we have long-lasting impacts.
Mr. Hurley is also concerned the economic uncertainty could discourage young people from pursuing or completing an apprenticeship. Varvane Skilbeck has spent the past 2 years training to become a chef, but was recently stood down. She's also eligible for JobKeeper, but is concerned about her industry's future and is thinking about switching to nursing.
Pretty sad, to be honest, because I really, really love the industry that I'm in. You don't want to have to change industries before you've even had a chance to start.
As well as JobKeeper, the government is spending $1.3 billion on a 50% apprentice wage subsidy for small businesses, although employers have to choose between the two. A spokesman for Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says that program has supported more than 15,000 apprentices and trainees so far, and that more help will be considered as the full impact of coronavirus becomes clear.
Jade McMillan.